And like I said, I'll have to go back and research to find out why that wasn't communicated between neurotrauma and I, but from this standpoint.
And it's something we can talk to Tessie about too.
I expect, you know, I say that and it's almost a funny thing to say because I've expected it since my first complaint. But I'll just say it again. I expect that my mother will be handled sanitarily, safely, respectfully, and with urgency when she requires it based on her needs of comfort, whatever that requires.
Right.
I don't want any more safety concerns with her getting poked and prodded with the wrong stuff that's not sanitary, and I don't want them not addressing the sanitary issues when she's going to the bathroom, when they're bathing her, etc. I want the laziness to stop. I want people with some, I want people that care to be here. And if they don't care, I don't want them in a room, period. If they don't feel like being here today, I can respect that. Don't mess with my mother if that's the case. Thank you for your time.
Are you going home and go sleep? Get some rest?
Yep.
Is your sister up here?
I don't
with
know.
Her?
We'll work it out. When she does, I may end up staying all night. I don't know. I haven't slept any of the nights that I've been with her, but tonight might be the first night. Because I don't know if I'll be able to be comfortable being away from her. So.
Well, just let your sister also know to come and get me. All she has to do is ask for the charge nurse and they'll come and get me.
Okay.
If there's another issue, give us a second to make sure that we don't. I can talk to lab and all that. I'm going to kind of do a little persistence with it.
Yeah, I would just call.
Is it okay if Tessie comes up and talks to your sister if she's the one here?
No. Don't leave my sister out of this.
Okay.
If anybody's going to deal with anything about that, you just bring it right to me. They brought all this other stuff to me initially anyway. Some of the concerns that I shared with you about Matt and the very first sanitary issue.
Yeah.
With Addison, actually.
Oh.
Matt's neuro.
Neurotrauma, yeah. Addison's, I was just making sure. I was like.
Yeah. I never met him. I took the word on it. All right.
Well, thank you.
Got my steam blown off. Thank
awesome.
You.
You're welcome.
Go and get some rest.
Yeah, I will when I'm ready. I don't want her being subjected to anything, so I'm gonna, even if I have to sleep in that room. So who are we gonna have making sure, like, moving forward, who's gonna access her? Like, who's gonna have access to her?
The nurse and the aide.
Will anyone who's previously done anything that's been brought to your attention be back in there accessing her?
Well, definitely not Natasha or Addison, because you did not want them back in there. We know that. The other, you said Nicole was great, but she did have that issue with the oxygen.
I think you misunderstood me on that, because I said Nicole was
wonderful.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And
then you said Shalisha, you didn't have any complaints, but basically
Someone left that oxygen mask
right,
off of
her
for
Nicole apologized
3 to 5+ hours. Yes.
So let me. So you want to make sure Shalisha.
So
Nicole,
someone there out of the two of them dropped the ball and didn't.
Okay.
You know.
You said Alicia that had her last night with Shalisha was great, terrific.
Alicia,
the nurse assistant.
Mm-hmm.
So is she okay to stay in there to take care of her?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
But we'll make sure Shalisha and Nicole isn't. Is there anybody else that I'm missing besides Natasha and Addison? I was trying to get them.
I'm trying to remember who.
And nobody from neurotrauma.
Nicole.
Right. Neurotrauma
yeah,
won't come up here to work. So
here.
It's just.
No, but Nicole. Help me out.
Nicole, that was the night.
Assistant or nurse?
She's a nurse assistant. She's the one that came
yeah,
and apologized with
from Puerto Rico.
Uh-huh.
Okay, she's great.
But she's wonderful, so she's okay to. Okay. So we'll make sure to keep Shalisha and Natasha and Madison up in there. Those are the only names that I had.
I know you weren't in here for all this conversation. I just want to briefly point this out. The reason why I questioned her on a what you would do scenario is when my sister brought to Addison's attention that she needed to change her gloves and replace her glass, she gave my sister an attitude. It's common. People take pride in what they do and they think they know better than the patient's family. I get it. She took a little snappy attitude, so my sister shared with me. Same thing happened with this young lady today. In fact, both of them. The occupational therapist,
it was the tech
assisting her who I initially had the concern with on her sanitary. Mm-hmm. She started throwing a little snappy fit. You can tell her demeanor changed drastically. And then slowly but surely, the young occupational therapist started catching on to that groove and that attitude and started mimicking it. So I was a little disappointed in that they were both a little snappy, and all I was trying to do is protect my mother from something unsanitary. I didn't like that. If they're capable of being that type of a person and not responsible enough to admit their mistakes and handle themselves with professionalism and maintain a proper attitude within a patient's vicinity, I don't want either one of them back.
You didn't mention anything on Natasha. I know, did she have any attitude or anything?
Natasha
was with Addison.
She's the nurse.
And I know Addison did, but I didn't know Natasha.
I am basing that strictly off of my sister's feedback, mm-hmm. and the only thing that I have to share with you there was a matter of her not paying very close attention to her handling her on the bed and almost letting her fall. There may have been something else, but if I'm not there, you know, I just kind of trust whatever if my sister or my dad said, hey, Matt wasn't attentive, we don't want Natasha anymore, I'm not going to sit there and nitpick every little detail about somebody I couldn't personally witness or experience.
Right. But I just like to have feedback so I can give that nurse.
I appreciate it.
Because I kind of had a little bit for everybody of what I needed to give them feedback and what I needed to educate on them. So that was the only one I didn't have any real...
And I don't know 100% of the details there. I just know they said they didn't want to. So.
Okay. And we'll respect that.
She can refresh my memory on what the deal is with her if it helps you.
We will take it from here.
Crummy deal, huh?
Yeah. Sorry about this.
Shane, you ever dealt with anything like this before?
I have once before.
Here at this hospital?
Yes, when I used to be up on 9.
Was it a sanitary issue or was it?
It was more of an education and slow down type of thing. They get this whole thing stuck in their head that, hey, I'm going from here to here to here to here and not paying attention to the small things. It's the big things are in their head, like I have to do this task, I have to finish this, I have to make sure that I walk with the patient from here to here so they don't fall. So those big items resonate because of that safety part. You take them to do the smaller things, like, hey, do this in between this. Watch what you're doing here. When you get people that go 100 miles an hour, they don't pay attention to that. That's where you take moments like this and do some really heavy education. I feel it's important to bring it back to them the same way. What would be your perception of this?
I won't take any more of the 2 years' time, so I appreciate it. Thank you for acknowledging me, finally. So, but if you want me to be set up with Tessie, so that's where I'm confused. There's a Tessie down there, and there's a Tessa up here, right?
Yeah. Tessa's our A&N, and Tessie is the
nurse
down in neurotrauma.
All righty. I'm going to work my pieces. Something to drink and get some fresh air.
I understand.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.